Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Paulys. All rights reserved.
This is Speaker Linda Pauly. It's April 20th, 2007, and here's Jesus. This first segment was originally released October 21st, 2002.
Here's a rather odd question, Nazarene. It pertains to an old legend of what happens to men who do a certain thing. I've often wondered if it's true myself.
How are you, sir?
Not pretty good. Hey, I want to know if I'm going to go blind if I keep on touching myself.
Good question.
Well, Alora, this is certainly an old legend, but it is also a profound warning from God. Remember, God never tells people anything without a reason. Nothing God does is cruel or despisable. Everything He tells people is for their own good. This comes from truth. When men do this too much, I mean really excessively, constantly to themselves, they often get blood clots. If they live, one of the places that these blood clots often destroy first is the vision centers of the brain. So this legend is absolutely true. Men who do this too much can go blind. They can also die. The more common way that they die is getting internal gangrene and dying, or having to have the organ removed. This is a very profound warning, Alora. It is for man's own good. Anything done in moderation does little harm, but when anything becomes excessive, when anything becomes abusive, when men hurt themselves to do something that brings them pleasure, then it becomes a danger to themselves and actually to other people. So this is why God gives warnings, Alora. This is why God tells people that it is not appropriate to do this or that, not to be overbearing, not to be hateful, not to be cruel, but because He loves His people and wants His people to protect themselves and help themselves and be what they can be and not destroy themselves.
We'll be back after the break. This is Speaker Linda Pauly. If you've ever been interested in publishing a magazine, either in printed format or online, you'll really enjoy The Book of Zines by Chip Rowe. It can be found online at www.zinebook.com. It contains many fascinating articles on the subject, including an interview with speakers Gerald and Linda Pauly. Do check it out when you can. I'm sure you'll really enjoy it. We're back! Nazarene, I just read that John Lennon's ex-wife Yoko Ono is going to be launching a worldwide foundation for children in John's memory called the John Lennon Foundation for Child Health, beginning in Liverpool, England, May 25th. What does John think of this?
Alora, John is delighted with this, as long as it is not going to be used to sodomize children, as long is it is not going to be used to teach children to do evil. If it is going to be used to teach young boys that it's all right to have feelings for other boys and young girls to have feelings for other girls, that this is perfectly healthy and good for them, then it is evil. It is horrible. It is terrible. It is a thing that should not be allowed. But if it is going to actually be used to help make the health of young people around the world better, then it will be a good thing. John does not want his legacy used to destroy children. We know some people don't understand that this is destroying children, but it is. Teaching them to accept this evil is destroying them. Any organization that is set up that appears to be good for children but is being used for this purpose, used to destroy their souls by teaching them to do evil and to accept evil and to destroy their bodies, their minds, and their souls, is wrong. Unfortunately, many of the foundations that are being set up by people lately for children that appear to be very good have this sinister purpose at their base, to teach children to sodomize themselves, and this must be stopped.
I'm glad John likes this idea, Nazarene, and I believe I know exactly what you mean about some of these organizations.
Yes, Alara, I believe you do. I most certainly do believe you do.
We'll be back again.